it's time for news on BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Bill Cosby is now facing another lawsuit, a new one. Accuser Tamara Green is suing the comedian for defamation. She claims that her reputation was damaged by Cosby's publicist and his lawyer.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, 2 weeks from today, Christmas. That would make this December 11th, 2014. It's the birthday of one of the nicest people on the planet. That would be Stephanie Williams of Reach Media. Florida got 5.5 inches of snow.
What?
That would be Florida, Massachusetts, in that nor'easter that has already caused wind and flood damage, threatening more chaos today after it picked up fresh energy on its way to Canada. Meanwhile, in drought-stricken California, schools were closing and residents were locking up ahead of a storm that the National Weather Service says could turn out to be one of the biggest in 5 years. The nor'easter along the Atlantic coast mainly dropped buckets of rain yesterday as northeast cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Washington had delays and takeoffs at the airports and landings as well and canceling about 100 flights. And the West Coast, schools in California and San Francisco and Oakland specifically and several other communities closed today in the face of threatening floods, rock slides, and mudslides. Sad to report about the death of Blue Lovett. Winifred Blue Lovett, founding member of the Manhattans, has lost his life. He was 74 years old, and for a half a century, he was the songwriting and singing genius and the integral part of the most popular R&B groups in the world, the Manhattans. His composition, Like Kiss and Say Goodbye, introduced by his deep spoken word prologue, still one of the most beloved songs ever.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
The saddest day of my life.
Yeah.
Now, also this week, the death of Blue Lovett came just ahead of the death of the co-founder, Sonny Bivens, who maintained a version of the group in both good times and bad. And so those are two big losses for that group, obviously. As you heard, one of Bill Cosby's alleged sexual abuse victims is turning things around and suing Bill Cosby for defamation. Tamara Green, who claimed Cosby assaulted her in the 70s, filed a complaint in Springfield, Massachusetts federal court yesterday that Cosby falsely denied her accusation of assault and thus labeled her a liar. She went public with her story back in 2005 in interviews with Today and the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Cosby's reps denied the claims to Newsweek and the Washington Post this year, and her court papers claim that Cosby asserted that he didn't know her and that the incident never happened. And her allegations were false by innuendo and effect, the complaint says. He publicly branded her a liar. A bad accident in Times Square overnight, and apparently a drunken driver staging a terrifying demolition derby, as they're declaring it in Herald Square, smashing into multiple vehicles before jumping the sidewalks and plowing to a crowd of people in front of the Forever 21 store. Some people have been taken to the hospital, and pedestrians, including a teenage girl, as well as the driver and her male passenger. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.